From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. With an anxious world watching, Americans began voting Tuesday on whether to send the first female president or volatile populist tycoon to the White House. The kickoff marks the end of a campaign that was exhausting and often bitter, as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump presented radically different visions of how to lead the United States. Polls have opened in 9 states, mainly in the East, and the name of the winner is not expected to be known before 3 hours GMT. Clinton has a slim lead in the polls, but no one was ruling out a Trump win. You can follow all of the election coverage on voanews.com. A top security official said Tuesday that Kurdish forces had recaptured Bashika from the Islamic State group as one of the final steps in securing the eastern approaches to the jihadist-held Mosul. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters launched an assault on Bashika the day before, advancing on the town from 3 sides. A British banker was jailed for life Tuesday for the horrifying murder of 2 Indonesian women at his upscale Hong Kong apartment in a cocaine-fueled rampage that the judge called sickening in the extreme. The Cambridge University graduate, Rurik Jutting, 31, tortured one woman for 3 days, filming part of her ordeal on the phone. Days later, with her corpse rotting on a balcony, the Bank of America worker picked up another woman and intended to play the same sick fantasies. Meanwhile, his defense counsel said he would apply for a transfer to a prison in Britain. Meanwhile, pirates are shifting from hijacking cargo ships to the more lucrative crime of kidnapping for ransom. That news comes from a report Tuesday from the IHS Maritime and Trade. This is VOA News. Syrian government troops have regained control of an important district south of Aleppo City on Tuesday. As you hear here, they're repelling opposition fighters from the area, according to the Syrian military. Parts of the 1070 apartments projects have been with the opposite since August. The opposition seized the rest of that area last week as they advanced during their offensive in government-held western Aleppo. South Korea's embattled President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister. It's a major political concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. Park has faced tens of thousands of protesters and an investigation into one of her confidants manipulated government decisions. China has declared that democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take up their seats in legislatures, weighing in on a dispute over the way their oaths were taken during a ceremony last month. The 2 pro-independence politicians draped themselves in banners that declared Hong Kong is not China and pledge allegiance to the Hong Kong nation. Israel has repeated its opposition to the French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against the meeting and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Ethiopia Tuesday lifted a ban on foreign diplomats leaving the capital of Addis Ababa. It was imposed as part of a countrywide state of emergency after unprecedented anti-government protests. A statement published on the state-controlled Fana Broadcasting corporate website said the government lifted the ban on diplomats from traveling beyond a 40-kilometer radius out of the city without notification. Current Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will formally open the Yasser Arafat Museum on Wednesday ahead of the anniversary of his death. Is next to the gravesite of the fighter-turned-statesman in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. The $7 million museum opening comes 2 days before Palestinians commemorate the 12th anniversary of his death in a hospital near Paris in November of 2004 from unknown causes. The interactive museum also features videos and photographs of key moments in Palestinian history. Ex-dictator Ferdinand Marcos can be given a hero's burial, according to a Supreme Court decision Tuesday. It's a hugely controversial ruling, which critics said would whitewash his crimes and divide the nation. The justices overwhelmingly endorsed President Rodrigo Duterte's decision to allow the burial at the Cemetery of Heroes in Manila. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.